To forsake you, Ba'ar Panach and Asatalan Hashem Elokeinu, with the light of your countenance, you gave us, Hashem our God, Tairas Chai Ma'avas Chesed. The first thing to realize is that Hashem giving us the Torah is an act of love. As the Tanya says, it was Malbish, his Rotzen and his Chachma. He clothed his will and his wisdom, that which his essence. And he clothed it in the Torah. So it's as if Hashem gave himself to us. Like we say, we sit in Lanu Hashem Elokeinu bi'ava. And Hashem gave us with love. He gave himself to us with love. Ki ba'ar panach nasata lanu Hashem Elokeinu. With the light of your countenance, you gave us Hashem Elokeinu. So we say Hashem gave himself to us. And there's nothing stopping us attaching ourselves to him. Appreciating that the Torah is the expression of the Ratzon Hashem. He's clothed himself in the Torah. Chazal say it, Anoichi. Anoichi is Ana Nafshi, Ksivnei Yevna. I wrote myself into the book and I gave it to you. To realize that the Torah is an expression of Hashem's love. What kind of a Torah is this? Torah's Chaim. Wow. Who is the Torah? The Guaria explains that Torah is Meloshon Hora'ah. Torah is a word of instruction, which, as Rav Nach Weinberg was always fond of saying, Torah's Chaim therefore means instructions for living. When a person buys an appliance, they expect the appliance to come with an instruction manual. If it doesn't, you write to them, you download it, whatever. Why? Because if you buy an appliance without an instruction manual, you're never going to be able to get the maximum functionality out of it. And therefore, if someone's made a super duper washing machine, dishwasher, whatever it might be, car, they're going to want the customer to make the most of all the different functions they've put in it, get the most out of the user experience. Otherwise, they could have bought a more simple model. And we, as the consumer, intuitively understand that and appreciate that. Same thing with, if it's true for a washing machine, a dishwasher, or a car, how much more should that be the case for life? Hashem created us. He put us in this complex world, this confusing world. He put us here for a reason and a purpose. Wouldn't it make sense, therefore, that this world should come with an instruction manual too? To teach us what to pursue and what to avoid? How to navigate difficult situations? How to strike the balance between physicality and spirituality? How not to be consumed by earthly desires rather to elevate them? How on earth are we going to know that? Unless there's an instruction manual. The Torah is that instruction manual. Torah Meloshon Hora'ah. It's not a law book, it's not a history book. It's so much more than that. Yes, it has law in it, yes, it has history in it. It's the Almighty's one-time written communication with mankind, his instruction manuals for living. He gave himself to us to teach us how to navigate this world. What greater expression of Ha'aras Panim, of a divine love and divine smile, could there be than that?